Well, I guess the first question, Jeffrey, is why would you run for Pickens County Commissioner representing the 5th District?
Well, I feel fairly comfortable doing it in that I followed politics very closely for the first 30 or so years I was in the area. And so a lot of these subjects are just quite familiar to me. I've been sort of updating my education here by looking at things like county budgets and long-range planning for the airport and this latest transportation report that I wrote a letter about just yesterday. And it's amazing. It's like a long-running soap opera. You can check out out of it for months at a time and or years at a time, and it's many of the same people and many of the same arguments. And every so often, it seems like it might be good to have a new voice or a different perspective to see if we can't move things along a little bit. So I guess that would be the overarching general reason for doing it. District 5 is because I've been living in District 5 for 25 years now. When I left Aspen in 1995, I moved up the Crystal and, in fact, had that as my tagline on my letters to the editor for a number of years. No longer up the Crystal, I'm now in Southern Basalt. So in terms of this district, I've lived in the most rural areas, one time in a subdivision directly across from Avalanche Creek, and now in an urban area in the town of Basalt. So it gives me a broad perspective on the whole county over 50 years, decent perspective over the district over the last 25. I've gotten a little out of touch with the folks up in the Crystal River Valley, but I've been working on repairing that, and it's very interesting to see the issues up there in particular.
The Pickens County Commission is made up of citizens from throughout the county. What would your particular focus be if you are elected from your part of the commission? What would your goal be?
If anybody out there thinks my name sounds familiar, Jeffrey Evans, where have I heard that before? As I mentioned, I have been writing letters to the editor for a very long time. I think I wrote the first one to Bill Dunaway back in 72 or 3, actually with no intentions of having it printed. It was actually a letter to him, and darned if he didn't stick it in the newspaper. Anyway, the subject I've covered a lot of subjects, but the most consistent is the entrance to Aspen and the mess that it's in. And that will certainly be one of my focuses, although I would expand that to say transportation generally. There is the airport planning going on right now. I think the current plan has a pretty major conceptual flaw in it, and I'm concerned about that. But it's really time to get back to basics, which is the theme of my campaign, which is if you have a highway that doesn't work, you should fix it. You know, it's not that complicated. We have insufficient lane capacity for the amount of people who use the highway, and the way you fix lane capacity problems is to add additional lanes. And there isn't any other solution. The latest thing is they're talking about taxing private parking lots and charging people fees to drive around in the upper valley because they somehow think that's going to, you know, make an impact on traffic volumes. Well, I don't think anybody wants to pay, for example, to go park at City Market or Clark's Market. And yes, that's exactly what they're talking about, is taxing private parking places, so that the people who have those parking places then have to charge their customers. I mean, these are really starting to get crazy, and all of them are various methods of trying to avoid the obvious. Our single biggest transportation problem is the mess at the entrance, and all these other things that they keep coming up with wouldn't make but a 1% or 2% difference in traffic volumes if they make that much difference.
In 90 seconds or less, how would you fix it?
Oh, well, you know, the same highway configuration that exists between Basalt and Buttermilk, where you have two lanes in both directions that everybody gets to use, but that highway configuration should just be extended from Buttermilk all the way into town, through the Merle property, over a new bridge, so that it functions as a normal highway.
Straight shot.
Well, it's actually, the official name is Direct Connection. It's one of the alternatives that was fully evaluated. So all it takes is agreement of elected officials. You know what? It doesn't even take that. If the state really wanted to, they could enforce their authority right now and go ahead and build it.
KDNK listeners are passionate followers of local news and specifically our local politics, and they are just as passionate about music. What theme song would you say represents your campaign?
Take me to the river. I don't know. I have to admit, I listen to way too much music and have over a lot of years. And I listen to an awful lot of music that isn't in English. Both my partner and I love Latin rhythms, so I've got a lot of stuff in Spanish, and I sure don't speak it. You could flip a coin in any kind of world beat, it would probably be appropriate.